have so many good memories of snuggling up and watching the Disney princess movies as a kid. But since having my own kids, I'm a bit more wary of the way the princesses were portrayed in those movies. That's why, when I found the kid podcast Girl Tales, which reimagines fairy tales in a way that is empowering, I was so excited to share it with my kids and with all of you. Hi, I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. Rebecca and the Girl Tales team describes the show like this. Girl Tales is a podcast featuring reimagined fairy tales. Damsels in distress? Princesses in need of protection? You won't find those here. The girls in our stories take control of their own destinies, turning your favorite fairy tales into exciting new adventures. The length of each episode is about 25 minutes. Before we learn more about the vibe of Girl Tales, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my Friendly Podcast Guide birthday giveaway. I wanted to say thank you for listening to the podcast as we celebrate the second birthday of FPG this month. It has been so much fun connecting with so many of you and introducing you all to cool podcasts and the people who make them. I asked on my Instagram stories what y'all wanted for the giveaway, and the people have spoken. As a thank you for another great year, I'm giving one of my listeners a package full of my favorite things. To get your name in the drawing for the giveaway, all you have to do is fill out a quick demographic survey, and I'll choose one of you to win the favorite things package at the end of the month. Thank you so much for filling out this survey. It'll help me make sure to find podcasts that you'll enjoy and find sponsors that align with your wants, needs, and desires. Thank you so much for another great year, and I can't wait to give away my favorite things package. Now we get to hear from Rebecca as she talks about how she first discovered podcasts for kids and her inspiration for starting Girl Tales. I am so excited to talk to Rebecca today about her kid podcast, Girl Tales. Welcome to the show, Rebecca. This is going to be such a fun conversation. I'm really excited.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, so before we dive into Girl Tales, can you introduce yourself a little bit to my listeners first?
Sure. I am Rebecca Cunningham. I make podcasts for kids for a living, and I live in Brooklyn, New York, with my partner and our dog. And yeah, that's, and I love going to the movies.
That is awesome. Okay. Well, then I have to ask, what's your favorite movie that you've seen recently?
Barbie movie. Yeah.
Don't hate me, but I haven't seen it yet. With three little kids, I don't think I can tell you the last time I've been to the movies, but it's on the list. I want to see it. Okay, now on to Girl Tales. Why did you start this podcast?
So I started the podcast. I got the idea in 2016, or maybe a little bit before that. There were kind of like little clues leading me, or like little hints popping up in my life that led me to decide to make this show. I was a nanny for a lot of different families in New York City, and I was a theater director, which is also why I was a nanny, because being a theater director meant I couldn't pay my bills unless I had another job. And so a lot of the kids in New York were not, you know, didn't have access to screens, no screen time whatsoever, which is wonderful. And like, I fully support that. However, when you're with a kid for 8 hours a day, as I'm sure you're well aware, there are no breaks, especially if they don't have siblings or like a way for you to just be like, okay, go sit and like do your own thing.
Read a book or something. Read a book. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, please don't ask me to read the book. I'm so tired. I was trying to make this child dinner, and he really wanted my attention. And I felt really bad. You know, I couldn't be in both places at once. And I thought, I had this idea. I was like, oh, I listen to podcasts. I wonder if there are any podcasts for him. So I went on the Apple Podcasts app and I searched for kids podcasts, and I found Stories Podcasts. And he sat and listened to an episode by himself, did nothing else, just sat and listened for about half an hour. I got to make mac and cheese, and I had time to scroll on my phone, which was like incredible. I was like amazed. And I thought, oh, I could probably do this one day, but I didn't have an idea for it. And so it just kind of stayed on the back burner. The 2016 election happened. I was with another family. As I'm watching Hillary's concession speech, and I'm holding a little girl in my arms, and I realize, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to let girls everywhere understand that you can work really hard and get the thing that you deserve to get, and that you're worthy of everything that you've ever dreamed of? And all, how do we change the narrative? And so that's where Girl Tales began. I went to my friend Chad and I said, I'd really like to make a podcast. Neither of us know how to do this. And he said, I really want to make one too. We raised $5,000 and we started our first season. We were recording in my tiny little studio apartment in Brooklyn. And that's where it started. And we're like six season in and on our 188th episode. So
I love that. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a lot of episodes. Good for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of episodes. It's a lot. And the kids still feel like we don't have enough. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that's just a thing with kids, though, right?
Like, yeah, never.
The more you give, the more they want, because they're like, this is awesome. I want more of this. So.
Yeah. Let's keep going. I'm like, okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I like to talk to hosts about what you want kids, in your case, to get out of your podcast. I feel like you touched on empowerment. Is there anything else that you want to add that you want kids to get out of your show?
Every child deserves to be at the center of the narrative, right? Or to identify with the protagonist. And so that's like a really big mission that Girl Tales has, regardless of gender, of race, of background, of ability, that every single kid can identify with a protagonist at some point in one of our stories. It's something I believe in, but it's something I truly believe like changes people. Because once you identify with one character and maybe you have never been able to identify with a character, you realize you're not alone. I grew up in the closet. I'm gay. And so once I like started seeing gay characters on television, because I didn't know anyone around me who could identify this way, it changed my entire life and it gave me hope. So that's everything that we try and do.
That is lovely. That's a lovely mission, a lovely goal. And from personal experience listening, I feel like you're accomplishing that. So thank you.
We try.
And we as listeners notice. So thank you. How would you describe for my listeners the vibe of Girl Tales?
Whimsical. We hope I think we're whimsical. We try and be calming, though some of our stories are like very adventurous. We want to encourage kids to take risks. Of course, you know, if you've read any research on girls, like girls are less likely to take risks. And so we want to encourage that. And yeah, it's like whimsical. It's fun. It's adventurous. It's a lot of different things. We cover a lot of different stories. So you can tune in one week and it's like a very like calming bedtime story. And the next week it's like an adventure, like up to a faraway land. So it just depends on the week.
Totally. And I love that because kids need different things at different times, right? So you're giving them a wide variety so that they can pick and choose whatever's going to be best for them at whatever point they're listening, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to ask you what your favorite episode is, but before mm-hmm. you tell me, to give you a second to think about it, where can people find you?
Anywhere you get your podcasts. Oh, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, everywhere.
Perfect. And do you have a website?
Yes, girltalespodcast.com.
Fabulous. Then I will make sure to link all of that in the show notes so that people can go directly wherever they want to. And now you're on the spot. Favorite episode or a couple of episodes, because I know it's hard to choose just one.
It is hard to choose. It's that we have a lot of wonderful stories and we work with a lot of different writers. My current favorite is the episode that we recently won the Webby Award for Best Kids and Family Episode, which is La Bestia by Jasmine Romero. It tells the story of a little girl named Anna and her mother as they journey from Central America up north, which is the United States. And it talks about all of the different challenges that Anna has to face on her way to San Antonio. It's a really like beautiful and touching story. It's based on Jasmine's sister and mother's story coming to the U.S. And we've gotten a lot of like really great feedback, of, you know, of course the award, but also like just parents telling us how much it meant to them and how it started this conversation about immigrating to America and how mostly all of us have a similar story, and talks about like what immigration stories are valid, why they're considered legal, or some people consider it illegal, and if that's fair. So it's definitely one of our best stories for sure. And so I'm so grateful that Jasmine shared it with us.
Yeah, that sounds poignant. That's the word I was trying to think of. And congrats on the Webby. That's super cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because this podcast is for moms, like most of my listeners are moms, I like to ask, what is the age range for Girl Tales so that parents can know which of their kids this is going to be a good fit for?
We recommend 5 to 10. I recently had an 11-year-old reach out to me, and one of the moms who, you know, talked to me about the La Bestia episode, her kid is 4. So I think our recommendation is 5 to 10. If you're questioning whether or not your kid should listen, I just recommend listening to one episode first. Do this with any podcast. Listen to an episode first and then decide if it works for your family.
I completely agree. Yeah. that's my thing too. I've noticed that the age range is usually like a good starting point, but it doesn't usually encompass, like, because if your kid really likes stories and they're 12, they might still like Girl Tales, so you might as well give it a shot, right?
I've had adults who are like, oh, I love this week's episode, and I'm like, you don't even have kids, you know. So like, that's, thank you, are you sure? So you never know.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, age ranges are just a suggestion, they're not concrete, so but I love to have that like as a starting point for people to kind of just like think about. Okay, is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't touched on yet?
No, I think that's everything.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. This has been absolutely delightful, and I'm so excited to introduce all of my listeners to Girl Tales.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
I think we can all relate to what Rebecca said about avoiding using screens and trying to get a break. When she was talking about being a nanny of a screen-free family, I felt that so deeply, because there are days when I know that my kids don't need any more screens, but I also need them distracted so that I can get something done, which is why kid podcasts are my favorite. If you know a family who could use Girl Tales in their life, will you share this episode with them? Also, if you want a shot at winning a package full of my favorite things, fill out the demographic survey in the show notes. Talk to you soon.